Since it's time for the Bryce Wilson Show, I think we're very fortunate to have Bryce Wilson with us. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, and so the waning days of your day before you start taking on a whole new assignment.
That's true. Yeah.
How is that working out now?
Well, I'm still just entrenched, really, to be honest with you, in the activity world.
Sure.
We have Archie Rowe coming up.
That's the biggie.
It's a big race. I really, if you're out there and you'd like to just come help out, you don't have to run an event, but you could really help us if you just could even help out in an event. Mm-hmm. Please get a hold of me at bryce.wilson and at sd5.k12.mt.us. That big long email. You can always call the school and get a hold of me. I'd love to have you help us out.
What sorts of things would somebody do?
We've had people help with raking the pit, so at the long and triple jump, you know, and or measuring, because we need measurers. And so usually you need somebody running the event, which we're pretty close to having all that taken care of. And then you need three people really to help. Two rakers, one person that measures where the jump landed, one that measures the actual jump on the tape, and then one recording it. So there's about four people for that, each of those
and
events.
And that's just the one event.
That's just the one event. So you got long jump and triple jump and boys and girls. And then you've got the high jump, and we've got pole vault and javelin and discus and shot. Mm-hmm. And all of those ones, it's really helpful if you have one person running it and about three helping at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and of course, that's how you tell where these folks actually land, by the mark they make in the sand.
Right.
So if we don't get it all raked out, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So, you know, I always, you know, those people that are detail oriented to rake are great, because you want a nice and flat surface. You know, if you're making a dip in it, then, you know, you don't want that. You want a nice flat surface. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening there. And, you know, it's going to be over 1,000 athletes again. Mm-hmm. And usually we get close to 20 schools. And we're also limited by only parking on the north side. Now, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. So it's May 4th. So, May the 4th be with you, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can get out there and have some Star Wars fans come and help us.
Yeah, those of us who are around when Archie Rowe he ran a place called Taylor and Rowe, which was a men's store. They had a group downtown called the Braves Bench.
Yes, they did. That's right.
And boy, I tell you, they sure did. These guys just really supported Platted Athletics.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, we have some different groups that are doing it now. But, those guys kind of started it and had the tradition, especially, you know, the tradition on the track and field really is second to none. So some really fun things this year. We've broken two school records.
Wow.
And one is the 4x100, and, you know, that's a big prestigious race, and they're running in the low 42s. They could get to 41. There's a chance that they would, they've been winning by over a second in the 4x100 race.
State champions.
So they are
another trophy that you've got to deal with.
They are really close. I mean, they got, John, they're so close. They went and they won the track meet down there in Butte. And that's where all 16 teams go. Now, some people didn't run this or that, and we didn't have some kids do certain events either. But really, we're right there. I mean, we won that, and we're winning the 4x1. We're winning the 4x4. We have a 400 runner that's running in the 49s. Hmm. He could, and he's a sophomore.
Now, where do we stand with our trophies? For a while back here, you and I were talking about we got a few too many trophies for our trophy room.
Yeah, the trophy room is full. We've made a few adjustments, and there were some individual ones that were mixed in there that we've kind of taken and moved. I've tried to consolidate some of those things as much as we can. We're really right at the max. It's going to, it'll be a fun project, I guess, is how do we make some more room in the trophy room, because it has to be a first or a second place state trophy to be in there. And It's full. It's full.
And I mean, we're talking floor to ceiling, folks.
Yeah, and then there, you know, and then we also moved all those third place state trophies and all the divisional trophies. We moved those out into the commons, and it's probably a 30-foot wall that's 30 feet wide, and it's full. So we're also running out of space there. So we're going to have to come up with option number two soon. Yeah. I'm not sure what that is, but we'll come up with something.
Well, the courts made a decision regarding our new schools and schools, so to speak.
Yes.
It looks like that process is going to move forward pretty quickly now.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we're still kind of mired in just the, you know, when can we start putting this together? I know our one AP, Andrew Steiger, is really chomping at the bit, but he's also nervous because it's a lot of work, because it's really the master schedule and where does everything fall, and you got to get all our students scheduled, and it just, it's becoming a busy time of the year for him. And we, yes, you're right that it did get settled in court, and so we'll be able to move forward, and with that then we'll be able to get those kids scheduled into those classes.
Yeah, and that's going to be your new assignment.
Yeah, so that will be an interesting piece, is that we also want to have some career exploration with that. And so with that, we want to have internships. So folks, if you're out there, and I'll be out in the community working with a lot of people trying to see if you have a chance for students to come do internships. And it can vary really for, you know, a period of time, and a 1 hour block a day or 2 hour block a day, or even maybe 3 hours a day. And it can be a regular internship, or it could be a paid internship. And with that, the kids have a little bit of responsibility to do. It's not just like they're working. They also have to do some reflective papers and a few things, assignments to make sure that they're, they're getting what they wanted out of it. But yeah, it's going to be a cool opportunity. And we're doing the PACE Academy so that we can get more kids to that place where they can do some career exploration.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking about that as we get more toward the end of the summer and the early fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be exciting, I think.
I think it will be, too. I think that there's a lot of opportunities out there. We have 100 businesses right now that would like to have somebody with them. And it's just a matter of getting their schedules a little bit more freed up so that they have the time to do it as well. And matching all of those people with interests and businesses. So we'll get a lot of career pathways for those kids that want different things.
I would imagine that students are going to have to meet with their counselors and kind of map out what they do in their freshman and junior years so that they have some time in their junior and senior years.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what that PACE Academy is hopefully trying to create, is a little bit of you know, flexibility so that they can get a few more classes done their sophomore and junior year so that they have that flexibility as seniors to do that career exploration. So, yeah, I think you're definitely right with that. And it's going to be a continuation of what we do that already, but it's probably just going to be that much more important.
Well, now with the program just getting started, seniors are going to be a little challenged this year.
For what's that?
Well, it'd be a little challenged as far as being able to work all that into their schedules because they weren't anticipating this cool idea.
Yeah, and, you know, but we have been doing it a little bit. We've been doing it about the last 3 years at Flathead.
Okay.
More than Glacier, we've had a little head start there. We've had a coordinator, and he, Mike Kelly, has been that person. And so he's already created a lot of these partnerships that I'll be utilizing. I'll be using his brain for a while, and because he really has been doing it for 3 years, and it's not to the scale we want to see it, but it's definitely getting there. So yeah, we've been doing it a little bit, but you're right. The seniors have a little bit more challenging time because maybe they don't have time in their schedule like we hope they will in the future.
But as this thing rolls through the years, the kids will be planning to do this even as early as their freshman years.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, so that's cool, and it's a good stuff, and it's a good start. And you're right, the PACE Academy is on task to, or on target to get going. And again, it's just our assistant principal is challenged right now, just because we're just getting that court.
Yeah,
and so he's probably 2 months behind on scheduling. So that's going to be tough for him.
All right. Let's go back to your agenda.
Yeah,
now.
No, we have just a couple of things. We have softball today down in Missoula, so that should be a good win for the Bravettes. They're playing pretty well. They're, you know, probably middle of the pack. And so we're going to go down on Saturday. We're headed to Belgrade, and we'll play two Billings schools down there that are middle of the pack, and we'll see how we stack up against the other side, the eastern side. We earlier this year, we played Great Falls to a pretty close game, and then we beat CMR, I believe, 7-4. So, you know, we're winning some games. We're beating some competition. That's good. And there's been a lot of improvement there, John. So it's really exciting to watch that softball team right now. And we're going to have, you know, not this week, but starting next week, we have a lot of games at home. So on Archie Road, May 4th, they've got a doubleheader against Helena. They beat the Helena High Bengals already. Capital beat us, but, you know, that'd be a great chance to get that win. So they're competing, and they've got some good games coming up, and they're going to be home a lot in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go watch those Bravettes play, it's a great time to do it, because they're really playing well, and they've got several pitchers, and there's some depth there, and Coach Williams has done a great job.
You know, when you talk about the Bravettes, I want to spend a little time, if we could, talking mm-hmm. about Title IX and, you know, making sure that the women, the girls, get the same opportunities boys do. I think Caitlin Clark and what she was able to accomplish here has really put a spotlight on women's sports. And I think women are looking at that and saying, you know what? You know, our time has come.
Yeah. And I'm biased. I coached girls for, 15 years. Mm-hmm. In different sports, volleyball and basketball. And I just have always believed in giving them that opportunity. And, you know, I think it's been fantastic, because I actually enjoy watching the women's college game right now. And, you know, it proved that they had more viewers than the men's game. Yeah. And, you know, I enjoy it. And obviously Caitlin Clark had a lot to do with that, because she, you know, you could watch it for the first time. It's mm-hmm. never been on TV. It's never been on, you know, the networks
right
on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. You turn on and it's okay, that's not, you know, and I think it's new and it's refreshing, and I really think that there is a lot of validity to it, and that the Title IX, and you know, we have Flathead and Glacier, both we have something like 27 girls teams and 21 boys teams. And the difference is we actually have more girls, but we still don't have as many girls participating as boys, but mm-hmm. we're giving them the opportunity. Yeah. And, you know, with one of that three things, we have three flag football teams. We have a JV and a frosh and a varsity. We have an extra volleyball team with that. And so as you keep going through that, you know, it's just very important to give them those opportunities, because when you give them the opportunities, there's some really cool things that happen.
Well, this is certainly one of those things that'll shine some light. And the Bravettes have done very well the last few years in basketball.
Yes.
This last year was a little rough, but boy, I tell you, when you lose all your big players, you got to rebuild.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rebuilding process there. Yeah. And, you know, Kennedy, I know she was a little frustrated, obviously, going to Wake Forest. Yeah. You know, again, wow.
Yeah. What an opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, you know, and again, though, I mean, it just speaks to how much competition there is. On the girls' basketball side, we would have been probably the third-ranked team on the East. I mean, it was that mm-hmm. dominant of the Western girls. The Western girls, 1 through 8, oh, my gosh, just team after team was just stacked. And on the, you know, or if you remember, there our non-conference, we were 3-1.
Yeah.
We were pretty dang good that conference. I was feeling really good about coming into conference, mm-hmm. and that we had maybe made that transition and it was going to be okay. But it just, our conference was very tough. And that just speaks again to kind of the Title IX and the raising of the bar across the whole state.
One of the things that the learning curve has been is that coaching girls is different than coaching boys. You know, boys, you want to be rough and tumble. But we were watching Robin Selvig, the Grizz, and how the Grizz women's team did so well under him, and he didn't yell the way most coaches do. He was just very quiet and very, you know, just instilling confidence. It's a little different type of approach.
You know, I think I've been listening to and reading a book by Brett Ledbetter, and what drives winning environments, and he is someone that works with the Zags. So he mm-hmm. works with the boys. he has some great interviews with Caitlin Clark. And I always just, I guess I approached it a little differently. I just said, you know, I'm going to coach and I'm going to coach athletes. And I really took the, you know, I didn't treat them like girls. I treat them like athletes. And these were my expectations. And, you know, we won mostly when I coached in Washington. And we won a divisional championship where there's 24 schools at the time were in our division. Yeah. And so we won that. And, you know, we had some great kids. They worked hard. And I always said, you know, I tried to coach them like athletes. But when I go back to Brett Ledbetter, it's really just about, you know, building the relationships and understanding and how to get the most out of people. And he I won't go into all the, I could talk for next half hour about the stuff that he goes into, but really he uses it for boys and girls now. And it's so much more mental than it used to be. You have to identify with how do you perform well, and it's not putting excess pressure on somebody. It's not yelling at them. You know, the studies have found that turns out that doesn't help always make you a better player. It's, you know, how are you going to do this? What's your job? Making sure you understand everything. Communication, you know, and I think that's big on both now the guy's side and the girl's side, is that communicating with all of your players and making sure they understand their role. Sure. So
yeah,
it's good stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I just remember how I was coached, and it was, they were cussing at us, and they were, you know, come on.
Yeah, and you know, it's a different world. And
It is a different world. You know, but we played the game more with gusto as opposed to playing it smart.
Right, and I think the X's and O, or I guess the skill set, I'd say, has really increased. If you're and if you're really trying to get that skills out of those guys, and yelling at them turns out doesn't make you better skilled.
Yeah.
It may have, you might be able to play a play with extra gusto, but you may not be able to play a whole game with it. So anyway, right. Good stuff.
We were men, by golly, we could take those cussing.
We've got Special Olympics today down at Legends today and tomorrow. So that's a big thing for our community. So, you know, if you get a chance, you want to put a smile on your face, go on down and watch those kids.
They got
Baca ball today, I believe, and they'll be on the track tomorrow down there at Legends. You know, at Flathead High School this time of year, we're talking about elections for next year. So that's an exciting time where kids are just now starting to think about who wants to be leaders for next year. We're also doing our Brave Mentoring, and we have, you go, well, there's nobody to mentor right now. No, we're getting the mentors for next year so that we have for the, so we usually like about 150 kids. And so we have a process. They apply, they get nominated, and then we have a meeting with them. And then we talk about, you know, this is what it means and what you have to do. So again, those mentors come in and give 2 to 3 days of their summer to be trained so that then they can work with those freshmen next year.
Boy, you got another group of freshmen coming in, and from all accounts, it looks like there's going to be a big class of them.
Another one. I think, I don't know how many years in a row now, but we've been on over 400 for like the last 5 years.
Wow.
And this one's like a 450. Yeah, it's a big class. And those outlying partner schools keep ratcheting up there, and at some point they come to us then as freshmen. So it's big. We're over 450, I think it's over there. And then this is like the fifth year in a row we've had over 400.
So that means here in a couple of years you're going to be graduating a lot of upwards of 500 kids.
Yeah, it keeps ratcheting up. It really does. I mean, we're getting close to, you know, we have, I think at Flathead, we have room for another 250 kids, but that's, you know, and we're continually growing between us and Glacier. We're continually growing that number. So it's, you know, we're talking about maybe how do we do some more down at the Ag Center with some more of that room down there and using that as kind of a third high school, if you will, where, and then just the ag part of it there. But we also maybe we'll have a skills based, you know, a CTE, if you will, where those construction classes could meet and do some tech ed. And yeah, so it's never ending, and it's a lot of stuff. And and that's interesting. Also, a fun thing, we've got our photographer back, Legacy Photography. So she is out of Lolo. She does our activity pictures. Mm-hmm. And we have a Flathead Way posters that we used to do. And she actually used to work for another company. And she took 2 years off, and now she's back. And it's going to be really fun to see in our halls. We're going to have about 40 pictures of this year's graduating seniors that represented their activity, their club, or their sport to the absolute top notch. Mm-hmm. We're going to take pictures of them. They'll be in the halls. They get their own quote, and they're going to put that. I mean, you'll be able to walk around, and you'll just feel that Flathead feel will be really special.
All right.
So well, that's good stuff.
Cool, yeah. All right.
Last thing, IB testing, John.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
cow, we're hitting that right yep. smack going. I mean, I think we have English is in a couple of weeks. The English class, John's like 135 kids will test. That's up from like 80.
Wow.
So it's really mm-hmm. great to see more kids taking advantage of those tests.
All right. Yeah, I just want to be better prepared.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, they get some college credit if they pass that, and they'll do well.
Very good. All right. Bryce Wilson, thanks so much.